Hi, my name is Sharon, and I'm the finance recruiter here at Lilly, and I'd like to introduce you to Jim Greffet. He's our manager of investor relations. He's been in multiple financial roles within our organization, and the purpose of this podcast is for you to learn a little bit more about the finance organization. Jim's going to kind of describe what finance looks like here at Lilly, as well as the different opportunities or a sampling of those opportunities for you to learn about. So, Jim, can you tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of the roles you've been in, and then we'll move into the finance organization at Lilly.
Sure. Interestingly enough, as we're recording this, I'm celebrating my 8th anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Lilly. Thank you. So in my career, I'm now on my 4th rotation, and I think we'll talk more about rotations as we go on. But this is my 4th different job within Lilly Finance. I started off more of our controllership roles, helping to keep the books for some of our late stage molecules in development. Moved on, I even did an assignment in human resources for a year. So we'll talk a little bit perhaps about how we can stretch people in different ways well beyond just finance. Now I work in investor relations. And in that role, we're really the face of Lilly to Wall Street. So we spend a lot of time talking to the investors that either own our stock or that we hope would own our stock, and the analysts who do research on Lilly and other pharmaceutical companies to help them understand what's going on at Lilly and to hopefully inform their investment decisions. So it's a tremendous role. I really enjoy it a lot.
So as we look into finance, the different areas of finance, there's certainly key skills that we're looking for our candidates to possess as we place them into the organization. So could you talk about the skills that we're looking for in the different parts of our organization?
Sure. Maybe at the fundamental level, one of the things we think about in Lilly Finance is building the base of technical expertise. So maybe think about that as depth. We want people to have the depth of the technical abilities in accounting or finance or so on. And we want to balance that with breadth, understanding the business that we're in. We don't make detergent, we don't make automobiles, we make medicines. So to be effective financial people, we also need to understand how a pharmaceutical company operates. So it's those two issues that helps inform the way we structure assignments in Lilly Finance. So thinking about finance specifically, there's two main areas where we divide up the different roles. One is core finance, and the other one is business support. And really, the names are pretty indicative for what it means. In core finance, those are the assignments that really demand more core technical skills. So having pretty solid accounting skills or pretty solid finance skills, valuation, time value of money, and things like that, as well as an understanding of internal controls and the other things that need to be in place to make sure the integrity of our financial statements and the things we report externally are solid. Moving then to the business support side, maybe think about that in terms of using the financial and general business skills that we have to help inform our management, our more general management, to inform the decisions they make about the organization. So in the business support area, you still need to have the requisite financial skills, understanding the accounting, understanding the finance, but you're going to use those skills in conjunction with maybe some broader skills to help inform broader decisions about the company in a more macro sense.
Okay. So could you describe for me a little bit more detail around the business support skills? I know you mentioned accounting. What are some other skills there?
So for business support?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So understanding accounting specifically, so the debits and credits and things, there's also the more general term we like to use called controllership. So as with any business, we set a plan for the year, our budget, and then we track how we're doing against that plan all year and adjust course as needed and do forecasts to help inform our management where we're headed financially. So the planning, forecasting, and reporting aspects, those controllership skills to help keep track of the spend and the direction we're heading to inform kind of the results that we anticipate producing for the year. The other part of that is more business case analysis, so doing valuations. So for example, if we have a molecule in development, we need to understand what is that molecule potentially worth. So how big is the market for it? How many people suffer from a given disease, for example? How complicated are the clinical trials we're going to have to do in order to get that drug approved by the FDA? All of those decisions have dollars associated with them. So financial analysts, financial folks in those business support functions, spend a lot of their time working with the scientists and the business leaders, understanding those sorts of questions. How big is the market? How much might we sell? How much will it cost in order to value the opportunities in our pipeline?
So now that we're still talking about business support, can you list out or describe some of the organizations that would fall under business support and perhaps some examples of financial work that an analyst would do in each of those organizations?
Sure. Continuing maybe the previous example I gave. So Lilly Research Labs, that's the discovery engine. That's the innovation group that helps discover new molecules that we hope to bring to market. So there are a lot of business support financial roles in Lilly Research Labs. And they'll do things like work with our scientists to understand the clinical trial design, the costs that are associated with it, to help inform where we place our bets. What molecules should we invest in to try to bring new medicines to patients? As another example, a business support area is our U.S. affiliate. So this is the group that's responsible for selling and marketing the drugs that we have approved that we're now selling and trying to bring to patients. The financial folks in the U.S. will oftentimes spend their efforts understanding what does the sales force need to look like? How many folks should we have talking to doctors? And what is the cost of those sales reps? What are the financial expectations? How much of a given drug do we expect to sell in a given year? That's a pretty important consideration as we do the rest of our planning, because the drugs we sell today help fund the innovation for medicine we hope to bring to the market tomorrow. So the U.S. affiliate, those financial folks in the U.S. spend a lot of time working with the brand teams, looking at their marketing programs and how much they expect to sell. Maybe a third example then is manufacturing as a third area of business support. Our financial folks in manufacturing do a lot to understand the cost that it takes to make our products. So standard costing, for example, how much does it take us to make each tablet of a given medicine that we make? They also do a lot of case study analysis, understanding business cases. Should we build a new plant? Should we contract with someone else to make additional product if we need additional capacity? So that's a lot of how the manufacturing folks spend their time.
Jim, those are great examples. So let's move on to the core finance side of our organization. Could you do the same thing and perhaps describe some roles or some organizations and what those roles look like within those organizations?
Sure. So remember back in core finance, these are the roles that tend to be more technically demanding, so more fundamental accounting, understanding accounting rules pretty explicitly, perhaps understanding the tax law, and understanding more specific finance concepts as well. So maybe starting with accounting, some of the areas in core finance is our corporate financial reporting group. This is the group that's responsible for closing the books and producing our financial statements. Ultimately, we need to tell our investors and our owners and our employees, for that matter, how we've done each period financially. So this group follows the accounting rules and produces those statements. Tax is another group that falls within core finance. They're responsible for doing the taxes, so to speak, so making sure that all of our reporting to not only the IRS, but also the global taxing authorities, that's prepared each period. Another group that falls within core is our audit group. So we have an external auditor that performs an audit of Lilly every year, but we also have an internal audit group. And they go from affiliate to affiliate and function to function, doing audits on ourselves, in effect, making sure that we're following our own policies and adopting proper financial accounting principles in the way we do our processes. Maybe moving from accounting then to more of the financial skills, the treasury group has a number of assignments in finance, in the core finance area, that do things like deciding where to invest the cash. So we make cash and we invest that to make sure that we're adding to the value of the company. We also operate internationally, so we have a lot of sales in foreign currencies. So the treasury group does a lot with our foreign currency hedging program. They also look at our risk management. So we have a lot of insurance coverage. We want to make sure that our employees are kept safe and our facilities are safe and like. So our treasury group has a risk management function to it also. So those are maybe three of the big examples of roles that exist in core finance.
Great. Let's move on to kind of the candidate's perspective in terms of why would a candidate want to join the financial organization at Lilly as opposed to another company or another industry?
Sure. I alluded to this as we started, so maybe I'll answer this in a couple of ways. One, the idea that we have of rotations. We want people to have depth and breadth. So when you come to work for Lilly, your expectation should be that you'll have a variety of assignments. We try to keep people in their jobs somewhere between 2 to 4 years. And the thinking there is that we want people in a job long enough that they can learn, understand, develop expertise, and also contribute back, leave the job better than you found it. But also we want the assignments to be not so long that people can get a robust breadth of assignments in their course of their career. So the rotational aspect of Lilly, I think, is an important value that we offer to people considering a career in finance. The other issue that I think is important is the variety in the ways that we will push and pull people. Just because you're a member of the financial component doesn't mean the expectations and the demands on you will be solely financially oriented. We like people who are agile learners, that are broad thinkers, and that can take their financial acumen and apply it to more broad business problems. So on a daily basis, we're asked questions, even in investor relations, well beyond just the narrow scope of IR. But because we understand a lot about the industry and a lot about Lilly, we have a perspective and can offer that. And that's something that we expect from our financial folks at Lilly. So you can expect to develop your skills not only deeply, but broadly as well.
Jim, thank you so much for your time. I believe that this information is very valuable to candidates as they explore different opportunities within different organizations, and hopefully will provide clarity in terms of placement and focusing their interest as well.